Well, this is it, folks. This is Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
This is what it's all about.
Yes.
This should be exciting.
Amen.
Because today is a celebration.
Yes.
Because we commemorate this day that changed everything.
Yes.
Last week we started on Palm Sunday. The significance of Palm Sunday and what it meant. Jesus came to Jerusalem and he told them ahead, do these things, and it happened. And the sons and daughters of Jerusalem praised their king as he had his triumphal entry. And how significant that was, a 500-year prophecy fulfilled that day. Generation after generation waiting for their day for their king to come. And he came. It was an awesome thing.
Glory!
Yes, amen.
And not only did he come for the Jews, but he came for us.
Amen.
Jesus came to Jerusalem. And he knew what was going to happen. Jesus knew that the Jews thought of him as a political king that would overthrow the government and put them back on top. But Jesus knew he came to save us spiritually.
Yes.
And he chose to ride on that donkey. He chose to fulfill all those prophecies. Over 300 prophecies Jesus fulfilled. There's no doubt that he was the Son of God. And he fulfilled every single one. He told what God wanted, not what they wanted. And as we know, the story didn't end well. The same people that welcomed in their king was later saying, crucify him. But Jesus knew that would happen. And then he predicted his death. He said, I'm going to die. And on the third day, I'm going to rise again. He said that to his disciples. And so it came to the point of the cross. And the Roman crucifixion, folks, was not pretty. If you ever seen Passion of the Christ, enough said.
Yes.
It wasn't exaggerated. It was pure physical torture.
Yes.
And not only did he stand, he didn't have anything to hold him up. He had nails to hold him up. Not only did he die slowly from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. of pure agonizing death that represented our sin.
Yes.
He died. But before he did, he said, it is finished.
Lord.
As I said this morning, it is finished, translated to Greek, means paid in full, meaning the debt has been paid.
Yes.
So when Jesus said, it is finished, he didn't say, I'm finished. He didn't say, no more me. He said, the debt is paid, and it's paid in full.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means your sin and my sin has been paid. That's what paid in full means. I want to let you guys know that paid in full means completely. I talk to people a lot, and prison ministry, and a lot of times they just cannot forgive themselves. They can't do it. Now, they never tell me this, but I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, well, Jesus will forgive me for all these sins, but this one, I don't think that's going to count. Don't sell yourself short, folks. When Jesus said paid in full, he meant paid in full.
Yes, all of it.
Every single thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Paid in full.
Yes.
When we stand before the judgment of God, and you're a believer in Christ, and you walk towards God and live a life towards God in righteousness, and you stand before God, Jesus took the judgment for us.
Yes.
Meaning what? That sin didn't take an account. It's an amazing thing. Now, of course, we have the enemy, the devil, the enemy. Satan tries to make things not worth it, right? We've all heard it. You're not forgiven. God's given up on you. This sin doesn't count. He didn't cover this. When that happens, you tell the enemy, paid in full.
Yes.
Amen.
You point the enemy to the cross,
yes,
and you say, enemy, paid in full.
Amen.
You're a liar.
Yes, the liar.
It's okay to do that. It's okay to be on offense. It's okay to put the enemy aside because he's not victorious. God is victorious.
Yes. Glory.
And we are victorious through him.
Amen.
Paid in full. This story changed your story. That's the bottom line. Resurrection Sunday is a story that changed your story. Why? Because since he's alive, he's with us now.
Yes.
Most of you have had encounters with God. You can't have an encounter with something that's dead.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
He's alive. He's with us. Romans 6 verses 7 says this, because anyone who has died has been set free. Say that with me. Free from sin. No more. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Reminds me of a story that I shared. And it's like this guy, okay? It's like this guy who's parked illegally. And the traffic cop comes along. How many of y'all love traffic cops? We got any traffic cops? Okay. We don't, so we can save this story. Traffic cops see that he's parked illegally. Gives them a ticket. You parked wrong. It's wrong. It's against the law. God doesn't pay it. Next day, same thing. Writes him a ticket. Every single day, this guy parks illegally and he gets a ticket. So they start to build up over time. A couple of years go by. The man has so many tickets that it's out of his control. So he gets something in the mail and it's a warrant for his arrest. So he says, well, I better go take care of this. So he goes to court. The judge sits him down and he says, okay, not only do I have every single violation that you have made against the law, but now I have every single violation you've ever made in your life. And he writes it on a scroll. He unrolls the scroll and it goes pretty far. And he says, all right, you got two options. Number one, you pay it, which is impossible. Interest, years upon years. Nobody can pay that. It's into the millions and millions. Or you can serve your time in prison and die a prisoner, imprisoned in a cell. Guy didn't know what to do. The guy didn't know what to say. He said, well, I guess I'm going to have to be a prisoner for the rest of my life, and I'm going to have to die. And then the judge says, here's another option. And he puts that scroll on a cross, and he nails it. Pow, 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 pow. And he says, because of this, you're free to go.
Amen.
Wow.
And the man is scot-free. Not only is he scot-free, but his record's cleared.
Huh. Amen.
That's what Jesus did for us.
Yes.
We can't pay it back. We can't work our way back to it. It cannot be paid for. It's paid in full. We are fully forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. And not only that, but we are now blameless before God. Blameless. Let's look at what Colossians 1 says. Verse 22. It says, but now he has reconciled you, Paul saying to the church, by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. So not only does God say, I forgive you, but you're free from accusation without blemish through Jesus Christ. The cross showed God wrote a check for your debt. The resurrection showed that the check cleared. I like that.
Ooh, yeah.
The cross showed God wrote a check for your debt. The resurrection showed that the check cleared. Don't give me credit for that. I didn't think of that, okay? But it's good, and I've never forgotten it. And I hope you remember that too. This story changed your story because he is alive. Watchman Nee says, quote, our old history ends with the cross. Our new history begins with the resurrection. Bottom line is this, friends. Because Jesus is alive, we are alive.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Because Jesus is alive, the risen Savior is alive, we are alive.
Yes.
Because of Jesus' victory over death, we now have hope in the life everlasting. That's why we always talk about eternal life, everlasting life. That means that we will never die spiritually. We all die, right? Physically.
Amen.
God told Adam, surely you will die, but I'm sending you. Talking to the serpent, he said, I'm sending someone who's going to crush your head. Through Christ, we have eternal life. Only done by Jesus. Bottom line is this. If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, there's no point of us meeting up. There's no point of us having church. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said that if Christ was not raised alive, our message is worthless. But he didn't die and stay dead. He was raised back to life. In the book of John, I believe it's chapter 11. I don't have it on top in front of me, but I want to share this. Lazarus was raised to life. And before Jesus brought him back to life, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in me will never die, but will always live." And then he raised Lazarus back to life. That's powerful, folks. Because that means not only was Lazarus raised back to life, we can now walk out of that grave as well through Jesus.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
That's what Resurrection Sunday is all about.
Yes.
And now, Jesus told the disciples, "I'm sending an advocate before he ascended to heaven. And he's going to be with you." And now we have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we did a study and a series on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's a great thing. Jesus is the high priest, and the Holy Spirit helps us and guides us and directs us and shows us the way that he wants and not ourselves. The Holy Spirit convicts us, yes, but he doesn't condemn us. A lot of times you'll hear a voice in your head that says that's wrong. But the difference between the enemy and the Holy Spirit is the devil will say, "That's wrong, give up." The Holy Spirit will say, "Yeah, that's wrong, but let me show you how it's done. Let me give you restoration. Let me show you peace. Let me show you the right way, and you can do this." The Holy Spirit does not condemn, and he's with us now. The Holy Spirit gives us peace when we have no peace. He gives us hope when we have no hope. He gives us life when we have no life. He gives us boldness whenever we do not want to be bold. We don't know what to say. Simon Peter was one of the most weakest people at that time. Jesus reinstated him. The same man who went to deny Jesus Christ during his trial three times was then on the day of Pentecost preaching to over 2,000. That's the Holy Spirit. He gives us boldness. He can give you boldness as well. Oh, he gives us joy whenever we have no joy. Oh, how he gives us so much strength when we have no strength. The Holy Spirit is still with us today. And now we can come to God with boldness because Jesus is our high priest. In Hebrews, it says, "Therefore, since we have a high priest who is ascended into heaven," talking about Jesus, "Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." And it says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." You know, life can be difficult. Life can be hard. Things pass away. This week we had, or last week I should say, we had the big fire that happened in Notre Dame in France. You probably saw that on TV. Very sad. Now, we're not Catholic, sure. But that was an over 850-year-old historic building that many, many people have gone to look to God and to look to Jesus. Priceless art and artifacts were there. Things that you just can't pay for. And most of it was destroyed. It was sad. But friends, I want to let you know right now. Buildings burn. Things pass away. Things can be taken from you. But Jesus and the cross and everlasting life, that faith can never be taken away from us. Paul said, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God." The enemy will try to do that. But he cannot take it away from us. Jesus made that possible. Nothing can take away your faith. This story can change your story. You may be struggling right now. I want to let you know that Jesus knows your sympathy. He has sympathy towards you. He gives you sympathy. He knows what you're going through. He's been through pain. He's been through loneliness. He's been rejected. He's been hurt. He's been punished. He knows. He's been tempted. He understands what you're going through.
Right.
I want you to remember that.
Yes.
And just know that today is a celebration. And we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. You can celebrate it again and again and again and again, because there's blessed hope through him. It's okay to celebrate Easter on Thursday. It's okay to celebrate it in the middle of the night. You don't have to observe it one day a year, because he's alive. Yes. It's not a memorial service. It's a celebration. Yes. Because he's alive. He's with us. Amen. And through the power of God, we can do all things.
Yes.
All things through God. We love him and we're thankful for him.
Amen.
Thank you.
He's still with us. He's changed your life, and if he has not, he can. There is no way, in my personal opinion, that you can run too far away from God. You can try to outrun God, but you can never run away from his grace. He's always with us, always. When God called Jonah to go preach to the people of Nineveh, he said no. He ran to Tarshish, which is the farthest possible way he could go. God didn't give up on him. Now, he had to sit inside a well for a couple of days. But God let him realize the faults and was waiting for him to realize his wrongdoings. And when he came to him, God faithfully provided for him to preach to them. Now, that's a whole different story. But my point is this. God has not given up on you. God has not said, you're done. He said, it is finished. The throne is open for us to come to him. Yes. He is our high priest. He is waiting to hear from us. It's okay to be bold with God. It's okay to have a relationship with the Lord. It's okay. And the Holy Spirit will shape you and mold you and turn your life around if you're struggling with that. And this story can change your story.